So I was flipping around the TV last night. I came across this show, I think, on the Animal Planet. It's called Maneaters. And Maneaters had to do with bears last night. And it's stories about people who have gone through and experienced a bear attack. And they don't ever bring a weapon with them. Here's how a conversation would go if somebody were to ask me if I was interested in doing something like that. Jason, interested in going on a camping trip in the mountains of Montana? Sure. Did you bring enough water and food? No, I don't need it. Because if I pack that, I won't have enough room for my shotgun shell. I would rather die of thirst than get eaten alive by a grizzly bear. Bottom line, bears are just curious. Curious enough to bite your arm off. That's the way that works.
I was just going to say that I think that women like men that are...
aggressive?
Yeah. Not me. You know, I'm different. But most people...
You don't like an aggressive man?
No.
No. Okay. Celebrities that you are obsessed with, if something should happen to them, would impact your life in a big way.
George Strait and Taylor Lautner.
You gotta be kidding me. Taylor Lautner?
He is a beautiful man.
Chuck Norris, just because of the awesome movies that he has made.
All the awesome movies that Chuck Norris has made.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing great. How's it going?
I am well, thank you. I'm calling about your question this morning.
What do you got?
I have to tell you that if you made a date with someone, you have to finish it off unless she does something that's just completely unacceptable.
So you're obligated to stick through it the entire length.
Common courtesy would indicate that that would be appropriate.
Things we hate about Christmas? Fruitcake. Doesn't matter what kind it is, either. You know, my wife ordered, like, this really expensive fruitcake, and it's the same. Inedible.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How's it going?
You know, I have an answer for your question.
All right, what do you got for me?
I think that I would rather be caned.
You think that you'd rather be caned instead?
And then it would be done and over with. And then maybe I could make it back to the States fast enough where people could take care of me there.
No. You don't understand. By the time you got done being caned, you wouldn't be able to move. There's a possibility of your bones being broken. The skin on your back, on your backside, your legs, infection would probably hit immediately.
I know.
With the possibility. Consider this real quick. With the possibility of maybe an amputation because it's so bad and the infection in a third world country like that. Those are the kind of things you got to take into consideration.
Good morning.
What's happening?
I married a man shorter than me.
Oh, okay.
I've always been tall, so, you know, most everybody's shorter than me.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'10", but then I always wear heels, and so I always look a lot taller than him, and it's funny because I have friends whose wives are close to their height.
Yeah.
They won't tolerate their wives wearing heels because they don't want them to be taller than them.
Really?
But my husband's not like that. He not only lets me wear heels, he prefers me to wear heels because he knows I look better in them.
Wow.
Oh, heck yeah, I'd do it.
You'd love to live that lifestyle, huh?
Oh, heck yeah. If I could find a man that would actually get off his chickens and work, he'd doggone Skippy.
No problem. Wake it up. Put your dress on. I'm talking every morning.
Honey, I do that anyway. I'm a single mother. Have been for years.
Really? Would you go play bridge with all your girlfriends and all that good stuff? Or?
I don't know about that.
Wouldn't it get boring after a while?
I could get my hair and my nails done. Oh, yeah.
Good morning.
How are
you? No tattoo.
Okay, so if your kid were to come up to you and say, hey, would you mind me getting a tattoo? You'd say, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
All right, what if they went behind your back and got one anyways and you found out about it later on? What would you do?
What could you do about it? Nothing, right?
Nothing, yeah. I mean, would it make you that upset?
Yeah, really, it would.
Why?
They have their time and their place, but
yeah.
I don't think they look good myself.
None of them ever look good.
No.
You've never seen one and be like, you know what? That actually looks pretty nice. Never.
It looks nice, but I wouldn't wear it myself.
Okay.
Jason Brockett, 6 to 10. Country 105.3. KZZX.